Good morning. This is Dr. Leroy Thompson, Jr. Thank you for joining me this morning. We won't be long this morning. I'm going to pray and then get right into our discussion of Founders Day. I have a few points to go over, and then I will open the floor to any of the MVBs if they have something to add or comment on. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your peace, your love. Thank you for giving us your son, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the Holy Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit, we yield to you. You are the very Spirit of God. You are the one that can bring us into the deep things of God. So we ask you, Holy Spirit, to help us this morning. Thank you, God, for our apostle and the apostolic grace that you placed on his life. Thank you for Ms. Thompson and the apostolic grace you placed on her life, Father. May we adhere and be able to receive from that grace that you connected us to. Thank you for every ministry, every person, first of all, that is on this phone that will be listening to this recording. Thank you for, number two, their families, Father. Thank you for the grace that you've placed on their lives. Father, thank you for their ministries. Not only their ministry, but thank you for the people that are connected to them, Father. Thank you for each person on this phone that they may not be in ministry, full-time ministry, Father, but they are connected and they are aiming to hear your voice. We bless this whole organization, Father. Thank you for the culture that we are creating. We give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this morning's call is for to, number one, to bring up to speed any new members of LTMA about Founders Day, what Founders Day is, what it's about, what's the purpose of it. Founders Day is a day that in during the week of camp meeting that we have chosen to honor our apostle, honor to whom honor is due. We, the MVBs, the original MVBs, when we first started LTMA, decided to do this. And we decided to do this. We were doing it as individuals sporadically, but we decided to do it on purpose together as a group with a specific purpose in mind. The scripture that we based this off of, and we and those that you, of you who have been in LTMA for a while know this, is the 2 Corinthians, the ninth chapter. I think it's about the fourth verse is when the Apostle Paul sent out a group of his men to ahead of him to the Corinthians to organize them in preparing to give. And if you read further down that chapter, it gets to a very important scripture that I really want to stress. 2 Corinthians, the ninth chapter, the seventh verse, it says, let every man purpose it in his own heart what to give, not of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Then it goes on to the 10th verse, says, now he that ministers seed to the sower, minister bread for our food and multiply our seed sown. So when you read that 10th chapter, that ninth chapter, 2 Corinthians 9, that ninth chapter, you'll see what the Apostle Paul was giving us and laying out for us a plan of action. What we're doing at LTMA is creating an apostolic culture. In praying this morning, the Holy Spirit laid out for me actually what we did and what we did and what we are doing at LTMA. Many of us, you know, I've been around an apostle all my life, obviously. I think Dr. Forbes, you've been around the longest in this group. Then Dr. Williams, I think, and so on and so forth. But I just wanted to make reference that actually what we did in LTMA, we were able to look at Apostle's life and look at some strategic moves that he made at the time and early in his ministry that caused him to get to where he is now. Now, he always stresses this, that it took him a while to get there. And the reason why it did is because he had to stumble upon these principles. There was nobody there to teach him these principles. He stumbled upon these principles. And I'll give you a few of the principles in a few moments. The MVBs, were able to see those principles and connect them to the success in his life. And we were able to create a structure in which a person can attach themselves to and get the same results. And so some of the principles that we've seen him applying, that's number one. One of the principles is he is a giver. Founder's Day is not by accident. Founder's Day is simply a harvest of what he had been doing and is still doing early on in his ministry. I mean, I remember traveling many years to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and to Los Angeles, California, and he had two things on his mind. Number one, looking to learn what he needs to do to change the area he was in, and number two, he knew those guys were laying their lives on the line, and he wanted to sow into their lives so that he can allow his money to reveal his heart towards them. This is the reason why the harvest of LTMA is being formed. The original MV, and the funny thing about, second thing, let me get to this first. The second thing that we saw him do was, when we were able to travel because of the coronavirus and COVID-19, it kind of limited those things, but the same principle is involved with connection. He would prioritize being in the presence of his spiritual father whenever he was having a meeting. So therefore, we were, as MVBs, were able to pick up on that principle and realize that directly contributed to the success that he's having. So this is one of the reasons why we were stressed in traveling and being in the meeting, being in the first-tier meeting, being in camp meeting, being at the LTMA Impartation Conference, being at Prosperity Bible, because we saw a direct link from what he did to where God had promoted him to. And so once the wheel has been invented, there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. So the MVBs, the original MVBs, and I keep saying the original MVBs on purpose because I'm about to get to a point. The original MVBs, we were able to see those principles, see what he did, and structure a culture in which somebody can walk into this culture, acclimate themselves to this culture, and get the same results. Funny enough that when a structure or a culture is created, you must adapt to that culture. If you don't adapt to that culture, you will struggle. You will struggle trying to benefit from that culture. Give you an example. If any of us travel to another country, there's a different culture. First of all, it begins with a different language. If we're planning on staying in that culture, it will do us justice to learn the language of that culture. Once you learn the language of the culture, then you can learn how that culture flows. Once you learn how that culture flows, then you can begin to benefit from that culture. So if you go into a culture and you try to change it to what you want it to be, you will probably be forced out of that culture, or you won't fit in, and you will find yourself struggling in that culture. Needless to say, the culture that the original MVBs established, it even found some of the original MVBs couldn't make the adjustments to that culture that we had decided on and that we had established. For the purpose of us being able to strategically and on purpose be able to connect to Apostle and benefit in a format, in a benefit in a way that will cause us to succeed. in our individual lives, in our families, and in our ministries. And so this is the culture we have created. And so in this culture, you must become a sovereign individual. You have to make up your own mind what you're going to do. You have to decide for yourself. It ain't put on you from the MVBs. Now, accountability is not pressure. Accountability is simply pointing back to the structure, pointing back to what God told you, pointing back to what God told me, pointing back to what God told us, and saying, this is what you said God told you. This is the structure for LGMA. So we are empowering ourselves to connect to Apostle in a very strategic and apostolic way. Apostle has been really stressed in the last couple of months on these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things. We must be able to listen, hear, see, understand, do, and receive. All these things Apostle has been doing and is continuing to do. And so the purpose of Founders Day is another one of those strategic, I guess, culture building components, if you allow me to say, that puts us in a position to where we can benefit in this apostolic grace the same way he benefited from being connected to his spiritual father. And so it doesn't have to be rocket science. You don't have to be spiritually deep. You don't have to be over religious. All you got to do is get in the culture, see the culture, acclimate yourself to the culture, and then decide what you want to do. That way, everybody can make decisions for themselves how they want to operate in the culture. You decide how far you want to go in the culture. Money has been a sensitive subject for many in the body of Christ. And the number one reason why money has been a sensitive subject for many in the body of Christ is because we have acclimated ourselves to the world system of thinking about money and allowing money to represent or to measure our physical or mental ability. Jesus never used, if you read through the gospel, he never used money at all to represent mental or physical abilities. But he always talked about using money to represent your heart. Matthew, the 6th chapter, 24th verse, he says, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. And so the reason why we structured LGMA the way we structured it is because this is exactly how Apostle did it. Apostle used money to reveal his heart. I can remember times when Apostle would say, hey, this year, look, I'm giving $50,000 to, he started off at 500, but he got to a point to where he said, we're giving $50,000 at Camp Meet of Brother Hagin this year. That was beyond his ability. But he was never worried about allowing money to reveal or to show his ability, his physical or mental ability, his ability to accumulate. He wanted to show or reveal his heart to God, his father, and to Brother Hagin, his spiritual father, his mentor. And so what I encourage us to do is to do the same thing. For those of you that are new to LTMA, This is the purpose of Founders Day. This is the purpose of Matriarchs Day, is to put us in a strategic position. This is, we're creating a culture in which we can, on purpose, operate in the principles of seed, time, and harvest. From in a proven culture, there's nobody on this phone, and especially me, I cannot argue. I cannot argue with what I've actually seen with my own eyes of what Apostle and Ms. Thompson have done throughout their lives, and especially in the ministry. So again, I just want to encourage you this morning and really bring along those that are first-time LTM, because it's really, here's a terminology that we so used to saying. You walk into LTMA, and it can be culture shock. It can be culture shock. So this is why I want to make the MVBs will, we will, how are we going to do Founders Day this year? I know last year we sold over $1 million. I know that's not going to be a problem this year. I want you as a sovereign individual. I want you to make up in your own mind. Now, for me, I go by two things that I go by. Number one, I go by a principle. I know God has been better to me this year than he was last year. So for me, I'm speaking for me. For me, I know God has been better to me than he had in the previous years. In other words, God keeps getting better and better in my life. So therefore, one of my principles that I operate by is whatever I did the year before, I cannot go below it. Even if I've made financial mistakes with what God has given me, I cannot go below what I did the year before. Now, that may not be the case for everybody. It's the case for me. So if you have any questions about Founders Day, and I'm talking about, and I mean any questions at all, your MVB can answer your question. You know, your MVBs, you know, ask them if you need to. Ask them how do they do it. What do they do? What are some of the principles that they work? Some of your fellow LTMA members, you know, what are you doing? What did you do? What made it click for you? And so, I just want to encourage you this morning. Again, 2 Corinthians 9:7. Once you purpose it in your heart, let your MVB know what you're going to do for Founders Day. They'll turn it into headquarters. And the reason why we do that is so that we'll know where we are. We'll know what we're doing. It won't be a surprise. It won't be. And secondly, is you making your mind up, your own mind, and purposing it in your heart. That's all I had for this morning. Any of the MVBs, you can unmute yourselves, and if you have anything to add, you may go ahead. All righty. Was there anybody? Did I miss anybody?
No, all sir, right. We're clear.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you all this morning. We did this in 20 minutes. Listen, it don't take long to do things when we have a strong culture, and a strong culture is made up of strong people. And so I appreciate you being on the line this morning. Again, if you have any questions, about strategy, reach out to your MVB. As a matter of fact, what I'm getting ready to do, I want to prove we're apostle first, but what I want to do is I want some of us haven't gotten a chance to really express to apostle actual changes and successes that we've had in our lives. And Some of you have never gotten a chance to express it. I found an easy way to do it, but I want to prove it to him first. And I tell you what I had in mind is I did it with a lady one time who was testifying. It just in the Holy Spirit. Well, I got it from my wife. A lady had called and was testifying about how God had took her off of like 3 or 4 different medicines and how she'd been listening to teaching and what the doctor told her, what the things, the different nature and how, where she at now with her numbers. And my wife, by the Holy Spirit, just hit the record on her phone to record it. And so she was able to record it. And once she recorded it, when she finished, she told the lady, she said, it'll be all right if I send this to apostles. She said, my conversation I just had? Said, yes, ma'am. And she said, absolutely. And that was a way we were able to get those testimonies to that testimony to apostles. So some of you all, you might not ever get a chance to have a time to really express yourself to apostle. Because of technology, that is a wonderful way to do it. I'm going to prove with him first, but I think he will accept it. If not, we'll change. But some of y'all get ready. I'm gonna be calling some of you all because some of y'all know personally. I know God has done some things significant in your life. And so you'll have a chance to just testify. And what that does, it encourages him and let him know that what he's saying and what he's doing is not in vain and is not falling on deaf ears, that we are listening and that we are applying what he's saying. So, again, y'all have a wonderful morning. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.